Jerry Bader Show 1007, that is Blurred Lines. Song that got the dance coach at Marshfield fired, Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, which critics said suggest date rape lyrics. Guy goes back to Mungo Jerry in the summertime. Peter writes, times are different, or are they? In the summertime, Mungo Jerry. If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, boy, just do as you feel. I don't think it's the same. Now, I also did not see the performance that, of the dance team that got Lisa Joling fired. By the way, her review from the evaluation has a G at the end of her name. It doesn't in the newspaper story. Lisa Joling, her performance reviews were all either above average or excellent. Advises athletes, maintains suitable level of expectations, works with team individuals, that's above average, maintains suitable level, was excellent, has confidence and respect of student athletes, excellent, works successfully with athletes, excellent, relates well to teachers and supervisors, above average. So she had glowing reviews. One parent says the performance was suggestive but not explicit. Doing a what is right and what is wrong here. I'll tell you what I think in a minute. And for those of you who don't follow contemporary pop music, this song was hotter than hot. This was the hottest song on the radio, download, whatever, throughout the summer. And kids listening to it on the radio or downloading it was what fueled a lot of this. The very kids that would be at a football game or performing in this performance. But as a friend said, suggestive isn't appropriate for a football game. And I have seen suggestive dance routines. But because I didn't see the routine, it would appear to be that the selected song is what has caused the uproar here. I read some of the lyrics to you, and I agree with the emailer. I didn't put a lot of feeling into them, but you have now heard the song. You know you want it. You're a good girl, but you know you want it. Critics say the song is about date rape. That hasn't stopped it, though, from being the hottest song, perhaps, of the year in pop music so far. Yet she used it in a dance routine, and she got fired. I'm looking right now at her evaluations, and they're all above average or excellent. There is no history that I can see. It's the hottest song in America. So, should they have fired her or not, and why? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I have an opinion on this, but I don't want to taint the pool here. And I think there are two lines of thought that you can have on this. You can think what she did was wrong, and you can have an opinion on whether she should have been fired. I think those are two separate opinions. Was it inappropriate to have this song? And by the way, if you've seen the YouTube video, this is the song that he and Miley Cyrus danced to, his song in the VMAs. Travis in Green Bay. Travis, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, when I was in high school, I remember a student of mine sang a song, I've Got a Brand New Pair of Roller Skates, for a concert. And I don't know, I think, you know, just the way songs are interpreted nowadays has a big deal as to, you know, how people view them now.
That was considered objectionable. I have a brand new pair of roller skates, you have a brand new key. Oh, was that supposed to be a metaphor for anatomy?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. I've known that song for 40 years. I never thought of that. I just thought she's very high pitched in her vocals. She almost sounds like Tiny Tim. and it never even occurred to me that that was. See, I don't know, Travis. I don't think you can compare the two. What do you think the title "Blurred Lines" mean? What do you think it means? The lines are blurred as to whether she really wants to have sex, or you are forcing yourself on her. As I said, because I did not see the performance, all I can go to is to whether or not this song, which, and I know I'm talking to two worlds here. If you're 40 and over, you probably don't even know who Thick is. You probably know who his dad is. And you don't know the song, which is why, rather than a classic cut, Jason played it at 10:06, or a strong portion of it. I don't think it's the lyrics. I think it's the sentiment that I will say this without saying whether or not an emailer says, so what, she's not in the teacher's union? No, I don't think she was, because they wouldn't be able to touch her. I will say this. I find the lyrics offensive. The song has bothered me because I love the tune. I think it's a great song in that regard. I want to get a couple of more calls on this before I tell you what I think. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And again, I think there are two separate issues here. Did she do something wrong is one issue. And was the offense such that she should be fired for it? And she apparently was fired for it right away. So it does make me wonder if the performance was much more suggestive or even explicit than what's being led on. But we can't know that because we weren't there. I will tell you this, and a friend instant messaged that, yeah, a lot of these dance routines at games get pretty suggestive. I've seen some I thought are pretty suggestive. The problem is, it is, as an earlier caller said, it's the universe, though, in which these kids live. It is. They're exposed to this stuff all the time. So is it shocking if a coach allows them to use that? Well, I'm telling you, these kids listen to it on the radio, download it. This is what they're listening to. And I'll tell you, in the business, it's called contemporary hit radio these days. It's not top 40 anymore. It's contemporary hit radio. And it's a very hot format. Let's see. Regular listener to the show, Bronson, is a wedding DJ. Here's where he comes from on this. Hi, Jerry. The dance team coach did nothing wrong. She used a popular song as a wedding DJ. This is, as you said, a hot, hot, hot song today. It's what the kids as well as adults are listening to. Morality in today's songs are gone, but it is what it is. Remember Cyndi Lauper's 1983 song, She Bops? It was about masturbation. But a date rape song? Most kids in high school now have sex parties or know other kids who have attended sex parties. These kids nowadays have no morals. They are what they are. Well, that's an interesting take on it. That is an interesting take on it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Casey in Nakusa. Casey, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
I had a daughter that danced at the last school that she taught at for dance. Now, it wasn't a public school, but it was like a private dance club. And she was kind of questionable on some of the dances there that she taught there.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by questionable?
Kind of smutty, you know, for teenage girls to be dancing. You know, I know one girl that danced there and said if we had a stripper pole in the middle, we'd be set for stripping.
Well, and again, I have seen that. And I think that's where it goes beyond this particular performance. Okay, it looks like we do have the video here. Casey, thanks a lot for the call. Gannett Media apparently does have it up on their website. This is the performance. Yeah, the Marshfield Dance Team. I'll try to keep this interesting radio while Jason and I watch this. And we'll see the sense that we got. And thanks to the listener who sent this, because I did not see the video in the story that I found. All right. So far, so good. All right. I don't see anything yet. Do you, Jason? Not yet. Okay, there we go a little bit. Just a little, just a little. Just settle down. I didn't say that was objectionable. You and I are going to have different standards on this anyway. Okay. So far, nothing, really. Because I wondered all along if it was more the song than the routine. All right, we're still watching. Looks like, at this point, a pretty typical dance routine. I wouldn't say I've seen anything suggestive yet. Would you, Jason? No. Not yet. No, I'm still going to say no. Each time I see a new move, I'm trying to see if, well, okay. Is it getting out of hand yet? All right, now there's, you got a little backflip action going on. I'm perfectly harmless. Still not seeing anything. Yeah, I mean, they're shaking their hips a little bit, but not much more than Elvis did. What we have seen so far, I the performance itself, I'm not seeing anything. That's it? Okay. Let me say this. There was absolutely nothing, without hearing the music, there was nothing I found objectionable at all about the routine. So all I can guess is that she was fired over the music. That's all that I can guess. Yeah, the song is synonymous with twerking. That's true. If you have anything to say about it, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'll tell you what I think in 5 minutes, and we'll get on to other things.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.